Mr. Haldeman, sir.
Bob, I forgot to mention that I'd like for you to, in terms of the political thing, get Roger's judgment about the thing. Ask, you know, have a talk with him about what we ought to do and so forth. He likes to be asked about this, and he also has very good judgment.
Okay.
PR-wise, you know, what, how much television, how much, you know, this and that and the other thing.
Okay, good.
So,
I'll talk to him out in California. That'd be...
The other thing, I would do it with Laird, too.
Okay, good.
No other... I don't think any of the other cabinet people's judgment would be too good. Romney's would not be very good. Volpe would not. We know what they both think.
Yeah.
Richardson's very intelligent. You might try him. He's been a good politician. To see what kind of things he think we ought to be doing.
All right. Obviously Conley, but we...
Conley for other reasons, and of course Rumsfeld and Finch. Okay.
One thing, yeah. On this TV, they, CBS people raised the question of doing an opening, what they call a tease question, but a generic non-substantive question. In other words, the camera would come on, rather ask you a question, you complete the answer, then they cut for the titles and the opening thing and all, and then come back for the interview. It seems to they what they want to do is pre-record that, and I said no.
Nope.
Then one another option was to do it live. I don't think you should. I think we should have them open it, saying we take you to the White House. I don't think they should get cute with the president.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And
that's right.
So I've turned it down, but I thought I ought to check with you to see if you it'd make an interesting.
How do we do the other one? No, the hell with that.
No, the other one we did. With a straight announcer saying, you know, they have to explain what it is. We take you to the White House.
And then they start right with the questions, or did I say something?
I
would be glad to open it, just to say that, you know.
I think probably they turn to you and you say, Mr. Rather, we're glad to have you here. Let's go to your questions, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to do a teaser.
Right.
None of that sort of thing.
Okay,
do you agree?
They had also raised the question whether you'd like to have coffee or water.
No.
On the table there or something. And again, I don't think you want to get that informed.
No, I never do. Don't drink either during a broadcast.
Right.
He can have it if he wants it, but I'm not going to have it.
Okay.
Where are they going to have it?
Oval Office.
Oh, not the library this time.
No. I think it's better to do a different place, and it's from a production standpoint, they can do a better job in the Oval Office and get better set up there.
Yeah. I'll be glad to open it if they want to use me for that. If it's proper, I say that.
Okay.
Welcome, Mr. Rather, the Oval Office, and to ask questions, any questions he wants.
Okay.
But if they want, whatever they want, either way. But no, no teasers.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And I talked to Rather, and he completely. He said the more he thought about it, the more he thought that you shouldn't. Also,
right.
And he said, as a matter of fact, he was checking that Howard Smith stuff and found that question had arisen in the Smith thing, and that for that reason, if only for that reason, it would be better not to.
Right. Good.
And so he was. There was no problem at all. So that is done.
Okay.
Very good.